Thank you. You hear me? Good. Okay. When I first came here to Narcotics Anonymous, the purpose of the group was to foster me and help me so that I could take and make it. Because I didn't know whether I wanted to stay clean or not. I just knew I had to go. And they took and they loved me till I could love myself. You know, that's what they did. And that really was important. It was really important then, and it's really important now. Do you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. So, when I stuck around for a little while, then I realized, hey, I need to give some of this back, you know? So, I took and started to get involved in service. My first service position was a coffee maker position. I think it is the most important position because where I come from, the coffee maker also is the person that has the key to let you in. So without him, you're meeting outside in the parking lot. And I've done that too. I'm sure I'm not the only one that has. You know, so I had that position for quite a while, and then I took and got a position. I moved and I got a position as the GSR. Okay, I thought I was, you know, something, but really it was nobody else wanted to do it. So, you know, I was dumb enough to take a step up to the plate. You know. And at back then, when I was the GSR, it was not the same as being the GSR now. And you worked. You really worked if you were a good GSR, which I was. Now, my home group at the time, very rarely was there a month that went by that we did not have a motion that we sent to area service. Almost every single area, we had some motion about something that we didn't like, basically, you know? And my job is to carry that motion with the zeal of the group. The group's zeal, not Stan's zeal, because a lot of times, Stan's zeal was not what that motion was. A lot of times I went and carried that motion and explained it the way they wanted it explained, and I did not agree. I didn't agree. But that didn't matter because that's not what I was there for. I was there for the GSR for that group. And so I forget what motion it was. It don't really matter. But one of the home group members at the time said, well, you know, you aren't voting. You know, I get my one vote at the home group. And the guy goes, well, you know, you're not voting the way we are. And, you know, I don't know if you can carry the message for our group to area service. And I said, well, if that's how you feel, you know, then you should get yourself another GSR. But a bunch of the other people in the group, they put a stop to that and said, no, he's entitled to his opinion here at our group conscience because he's a home group member, but we feel that he can carry the group's message. And to be honest with you, that made me feel pretty good, you know. So it tells us that we're responsible for that newcomer. We're supposed to even sponsor that newcomer in the beginning until he can find himself a real sponsor, you know. And I don't think that happens that much, to be honest with you, but it should. It should. The primary purpose of every group is to carry the message to the addict that still suffers. Okay, that's the group's primary purpose. We don't have to talk much about that because it's right there in our basic text. But what's not there in the basic text is the second, third, fourth, fifth purposes of the group. You know, and they can be anything. You know, some groups are about a picnic. Okay, which is great. You know, we're going to have a picnic. Or some groups are about bowling. That's great. We're going to have bowling. Or if some groups are about a marathon meeting, we're going to have a marathon meeting. And that's all great. But what happens more times than not is that becomes the primary purpose. The primary purpose goes away from carrying the message to the still suffering addict and becomes, we're going to have a camp out, we're going to have bowling, we're going to have something is more important than carrying the message, you know? And I've been guilty of that as much as anybody else. And, but I've become aware of it over time. I want to talk about the car. Does everybody know what the car is? It's conference agenda report. Okay. Every 2 years, we have a World Service Conference. Okay. Which is where all the regions in the world that are seated go, and they are the ones that vote on the motions that are coming up to affect all of us, okay? Now, when I first got clean, I've got 24 years clean. It's changed a lot. Now GSRs just go there to get flyers about events, in my opinion. That's what they go there for, is to get flyers for their events, hear about this person's anniversary, that person's anniversary, and they're really not putting much energy in to more than that. And the fellowship is suffering greatly because of that. Now, some people say, well, I just need to go to my meetings and fuck everything else. That's what they say. But I'm sorry to take and tell you that after the stuff gets voted at WSC, and you ain't agreeing with that, it's too late. It is too late. You know? So, get involved. You know, get involved. If you're at your home group, you tell them, no, we want to have a car workshop. You know? And we want our GSR to go to the regional car workshop and get that information and bring it back to our group. You know, and explain it to us. That ain't happening. I don't see it happening per se at enough groups. So all I can do is what I can do, you know. So that's where I do my services on social media. On social media I'm involved with about 3 different groups, social media groups, that are heavily involved in keeping the fellowship informed about what is going on. I'm not a pro-NAS person. You know what I mean by NAS, Narcotics Anonymous World Services. And they're trying to do a lot of stuff that I don't agree with, and a lot of other people don't agree with it either. And if it wasn't for social media, we wouldn't get the word out there to the masses, to see really what's going on, because they got their side. There's their side of the story, the pro side. Let's call them the pro. And then there's our side of the story. I won't call that the con. I'll just say our side of the story. And then there's the story. You know? So the groups that I'm involved in, we try to really maintain neutrality to the best of our ability and let you know what's going on, you know? And like right now, they're resurrecting the issue about the baby blues, okay? If anybody's been around for a long time, there's an issue about the baby blues. They're a version of the basic text that NAWS doesn't want us to have. I will reiterate that. NAWS does not want us to have, but certain people want to make it available, and they are. And they're not going to stop us from doing it at World unless they take us to court. And I don't believe that they want to do that, because when they tried to take us to court the last time, they didn't win. They didn't win. So hopefully it'll get resolved better than it has been so far, but God only knows, because then I sure don't. And it's a shame that the groups are who have the power. We really have the power. You know, my one attic vote and your one attic vote and her one attic vote, all collectively, we're the voice of the fellowship, not NAWS, contrary to their belief. Okay? We are supposed to be in charge. We're supposed to be telling them what to do, not what they want us to do. You know, and it's tough. It's tough. I'm sorry that I have to say that I live in Florida. I live in the part of Florida that is like, if NAWS says do it, they say okay. Okay. You know, so I've been down in Florida now for 5 years, and about 3.5 or 4 years ago, I decided that the only thing that I can do is surrender to the fact that this is how they're going to be, and all I can do is get involved, which I just told you about, and I share on Facebook, and I'm actually one of the webmasters or co-webmaster of a website that has a lot of information about what's going on, the politics about what's going on. And I would say that if we don't get with it, if we don't start to take back control of our fellowship, it's our fellowship, it is not their fellowship. They think it is their fellowship, but it is our fellowship. If we don't start to get control back, we're going to lose it. We're going to lose it, and what's going to happen is we're going to be being told all this stuff, and we ain't going to be able to do a damn thing about it. You know? And it's scary, man. It's really scary. So, get involved. You know? Make your home group aware that these things are going on. They're going on, you know. And if you want to know about it, it's your GSR's responsibility. It's your GSR's responsibility to go out and get the information and bring it back to you. You know, it's not your responsibility to provide him with the information. And that's really all I have to share. Thanks for letting me share.